From Tibbetts on August 22, 2011, this is Tibbetts Watchlist Notable Software Updates, written by Tibbetts staff. Firefox 6.0. That's right, Mozilla has artificially jacked up Firefox's version number again, and with the release of Firefox 6.0, as with the release of Firefox 5.0, not much has changed. Along with some stability and security-related fixes, Firefox 6.0 sports a slightly sleeker look for the site identity block to the left of the page URL in the address bar. Plus, in the latest episode of Bug or Feature, Firefox 6.0's address bar now grays out everything but the domain name of the currently loaded page, making it harder to read. Also new is an interactive JavaScript prototyping environment for developers. Choose Tools, Web Developer, Scratchpad. The Web Developer menu item itself is also new. It collects several development-related commands. Mozilla also claims to have improved the discoverability of Firefox Sync, the usability of the web console, and browser startup time when using the tab grouping feature Panorama. Apart from the silly change to the address bar, there's nothing really wrong with Firefox 6.0, as long as you think of it as version 4.2. Dropbox 1.1.40. Online storage service Dropbox has updated its eponymous client software to Dropbox 1.1.40, bringing back to macOS 10.10.7 Lion status badges on Dropbox-managed files and folders so you can tell whether or not they're updated. It also fixes a rare problem where certain macOS 10 machines wouldn't upload files automatically. In theory, Dropbox is supposed to update itself, but it often doesn't in our experience, so it's worth getting this update manually if you're using Lion. Graphic Converter 10 7.3.1. Although Lemkesoft's Graphic Converter 10 7.3.1 received only a minor version bump, the update comes with a large number of enhancements, including new options for manipulating images and previews, improved drawing functions, and the capability to display GPS location data embedded in image files. Support for macOS 10.10.7 Lion has been improved with the reintroduction of support for the operating system's full screen mode. Several smaller bug fixes and feature tweaks round out the update. Carbon Copy Cloner 3.4.2. Bombage Software has released Carbon Copy Cloner 3.4.2. Despite the minor version hop, this release includes dozens of bug fixes that affect several areas of the backup utilities functionality, including scheduling, the handling of network file systems, access permissions management, and so on. In at least one case, the fixes address issues that could cause a restored volume to be unbootable under some circumstances. A number of minor feature tweaks round out the update. ScreenFlow 3.0. New from Telestream is ScreenFlow 3.0, a major upgrade to the company's screencast recording app. The new release brings a number of new features, including compatibility with macOS 10.10.7 Lion. ScreenFlow now allows users to create freehand callouts and annotations anywhere in a video using a brush or rectangle tool. The app's timeline has received a facelift that provides additional flexibility in editing operations and is complemented by a new audio quality controls and filters. Rounding out the update are new export settings, which now include an iPad preset and an option to publish to Vimeo. Airfoil 4.5.5. Rogue Amoeba has released Airfoil 4.5.5, a minor update to its popular remote audio transmission app. The main focus of the new version is the correction of several issues related to macOS 10.10.7 Lion, one of which is a severe crash. In addition, Airfoil now supports improved compatibility with Google Talk, Muse controllers, and Radium, although the latter requires an as-yet-unreleased version of the Internet Radio Player app. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Econ Technologies, and Intego. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tibbetts.com. I'm Adam Engst, and thanks for listening.